بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. I start with the name of Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all the creations. I ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind al, family and companions. Imam Abu Ja'far al-Tahawi said in his book Al-Aqidah al-Tahawiyyah, one is not at all a Muslim if one does not submit to Allah. So whoever fails to do that and seeks the knowledge of what has been debarred from him and does not ascend to attribute that knowledge to the one who knows it, prevents himself by what he sought from sheer tawheed, pure knowledge, and true faith. Consequently, he wavers between blasphemy and faith, belief and disbelief, and admittance and denial. He is subject to vain whispers, is lost and doubtful, and is neither a faithful believer nor a rejecting disbeliever. The meaning of this statement is, as mentioned previously, one's faith cannot be correct unless one surrenders to Allah without objection, and one does not attribute to him what does not befit him. One must submit and accept whatever Allah debarred the creation from knowing. An example is that the reality of Allah is not known except by Allah himself. Whoever seeks to imagine his reality blasphemes. This person is far from holding absolute tawheed and having pure knowledge about Allah. Consequently, he believes in some of what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought and disbelieves in the rest. So he wavers between acknowledging and renouncing the truth, becoming confused and lost. So as a result, he is neither like an outspoken blasphemer nor like a true believer. Such a person is definitely a blasphemer. We ask Allah Ta'ala to protect us. In statement 35, Al-Tahawi said, the belief in the saying of Allah with the eyes in the hereafter by the occupants of the abode of peace is not valid to the one who considers it delusionally or misinterprets it in his mind. The correct interpretation of this saying and of every meaning ascribed to lordship is given by abandoning misinterpretation and by adhering to unreserved submission. This is what the religion of the Muslims asserts. So whoever deems seeing Allah different from what was mentioned before is not a true believer of this seeing, of the ru'yah. The mushabbiha, those who liken Allah to his creation, acknowledge seeing Allah, but as the creation is seen. So they think Allah Ta'ala will be seen in a direction and at a distance. The Mu'tazila deny seeing Allah with the eyes because they falsely interpret the word Nadhirah in Surah Al-Qiyamah, Ayah 23, as waiting for the blessings from Allah. Since both groups misinterpret the seeing and have delusions about it, both do not believe in seeing Allah Ta'ala. Then Al-Tahawi said, the one who does not guard himself against negating Allah or his attributes and against likening Allah to his creation has strayed and has not declared Allah to be clear of imperfection. Our Lord, to whom glory and greatness belong, is attributed with the attributes of oneness and uniqueness. None of the creation has any of his attributes. So whoever does not refrain from denying some or all of Allah's attributes, such as the Mu'tazila and philosophers, or from attributing created attributes to Allah, such as the Wahhabis, is astray and does not have the tanzih of Allah subhanahu. Tanzih refers to deeming Allah clear of any imperfection and of any resemblance to the creation. Allah has attributes which are exclusive to Him. No one or thing has any of these attributes. Allah is the only God, and no one shares Godhood with Him. Similarly, Allah is the one whose existence is without a beginning. No one or thing shares this attribute with Allah. This holds true for all the attributes of Allah Ta'ala. Then At-Tahawi said, Allah is clear of having boundaries, extremes, sides, organs, and small parts. The six directions do not contain Him as they contain all created things. A boundary is an enclosing line or margin. Whatever is bounded is a creation. It needed someone else to specify it with that boundary. Whatever needs others is not perfect and is not God. Imam At-Tahawi is one of the Salaf scholars. He is confirming that Allah is not attributed with a boundary. Whoever has extremes, sides, parts, and organs must have a body. This disqualifies him from being God. Hence, Allah is not attributed with having large organs, such as limbs, or small organs, such as a tongue. A body is either above, below, in front of, behind, to the left, or to the right of another body. Every creation is confined to these six primary directions. However, Allah is clear of these directions because He existed before He created them without Him being in one or more direction. We ask Allah to keep us steadfast on this creed and to let us die as good and pious Muslims, and Allah Ta'ala knows best.